Can you believe it's like the end of February, like the last week of February? We had goals, dreams, thoughts, and it's the last week of February. 2 months into the new year already? If you've fallen off track, I'm going to help you out. Matt, let's go. It's time for Wake Up and Level Up. Many of you downloaded the Reflection Action Plan late last year. For those of you that don't know what that is the free goal setting worksheet that I've put together. It's up on our website. You can go grab it. Head on over to marioarmstrong.com/goals. marioarmstrong.com/goals. You can download it. For those of you that have downloaded it before, or even if you haven't, you're just joining this episode, the bottom line is this. It's the last week of February. We're 2 months in. Life has happened along the way, hasn't it? Are you still on track with some of your goals? Many of those things, you may be off track. I'm here to help give you a couple of tactics to get you back on the right path. Last week, I just dealt with a funeral. It wiped my week out. It really did. And I was happy to be available for family and friends and relatives. But the point is, life happens. We can't control some of these events that take place. How do we get reset? Okay. Number one, clarity of vision. When you get off track, a couple of things have happened. Either you've become reactionary again, because we're so used to reacting to what everyone else needs from us, we don't get the time to be proactive. Or number two, you haven't been able to do your weekly reflection, which keeps you on track with your clarity, but also remind you of the small wins that you're having every single week. We call this the three wins, and we do it every Sunday in the Armstrong household. You know I'm a big fan of this because it reminds us of the goals that we're going after, but more importantly, the things that we have accomplished, since we're wired to know the things that are still on our to-do list that we haven't done yet. Now, if you have found yourself getting back into reactionary mode, in other words, you don't feel as proactive that you did when you were planning this in November and December and maybe parts of January, you have to reclaim time into your calendar that's scheduled just for you to be proactive. So I want you to start small. I need you to find just a 15-minute block, just a 15-minute block every day in your calendar. If you can't get it to 5 days a week, give me three. Just give me three. I need 15 minutes of isolated time where you actually just sit still. You're not thinking about emails. You're not responding to anyone. You're not sending out pitches. You're not running around with your head cut off, chasing things after the kids. You're not doing anything with your girlfriend. You're sitting still and thinking and about the business. A lot of times what happens when we get into February or March, 80% of the goals that we have set for ourselves start to fall off. And if you know that you filled out the Reflection Action Plan, you know there are a couple of things that you need to have in place in order to stay consistent. Number one, you need to write the goals down. Number two, you need to share those goals with someone else. Number three, that person or someone else needs to be your accountability partner. And number four, you do weekly check-ins with this accountability partner on your actual goals. Now, if you want to take it further, you actually vocalize and verbalize these goals. You want to take it further, you actually visualize these goals. You want to take it a step further? You actually physicalize these goals. That means to actually do something physical while you're thinking about these goals, acting that thing out, doing that routine, really pushing through physically on what that should feel like or look like or be like. And so these are the things that really will help you get back on track. But to first start small, I want you to just reset your vision. I want you to get your clarity back. I want you to give me 15 minutes at least 3 days a week that you block on your calendar that nothing can interrupt for you to work proactively on your business. And I want you at a minimum to start doing the three wins every week to remind yourself of the momentum that you actually are making. Now take a deep breath, give yourself a little bit of room, and give yourself some patience, and let's get back on track. All right, let's go. The world is waiting for your gift. So come on, let's do it. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.